It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Lane Miller. He is a Price City Councilman. We're going to talk about Culture Connection. Now, there's some reports out there to kind of discussed that Culture Connection is being canceled. That's not necessarily the fact. We are going to reimagine Culture Connection. Right, Lane? How are you today?
I'm good. I'm sitting at home on the patio listening to the birds sing, so I'm fabulous.
That's thanks. A good place to be.
That is, and you're right.
So we're calling it a reimagining of Culture Connection, and how is this going to work? I understand logistically there were a lot of bands that just kind of canceled their entire tours, and as they travel through here, they, you know, that's why you get these bands from California, but they won't be doing that this year, so they've canceled. So you've kind of had to, you know, mix things up a little bit.
Yeah, we have. When they all told us that they were canceling their tours, and that left big holes in our concert series. And I sat on this for a couple weeks before I finally made a decision and went to the council. But we felt like we need to change Culture Connection. And as of right now, we're really not sure when we'll be able to do an outdoor concert. But when it happens, we'll fill it with local bands, local singers, and we'll kind of turn it into what Culture Connection started out as, local people singing. And but I sure can't say when that's going to happen.
But you also are looking at doing some streaming concerts, correct?
Yes, live streaming concerts from the Civic Auditorium.
And that's almost as good.
It is, and it's a good way for us to start. You know, get our feet wet. I don't know of anybody else that's done that in this part of the state, so it could be a first ever live streaming concert in this part of Utah. We have everything set up. We're working on the groups now. My guess is that we'll probably start the first Thursday in June, maybe before. But I think it's going to be a fun thing to do, and it could be a first.
So you're that close to being able to pull the trigger on this?
Yes, we are. It may happen in May, but I'm sure first part of June, and we'll be ready to fly. Well, not fly. Ready to sing.
Ready to sing. So you were saying, we were talking off air, one of the first people that you're going to have is Charlie Jenkins, correct?
We're hoping. We think we've got him. But I'm going to wait to actually announce that.
Because as you and I were talking off the air, he was the first one that kind of got the axe when the city was shut down, really.
We canceled Charlie the Wednesday night before he was supposed to sing on Thursday.
I was going to say, I think I talked to him on the radio either Tuesday or Wednesday morning.
Yes, you did. We were ready to go, and we were so excited, and then all this happened.
And so, you know what? It is what it is, but you gotta make lemons out of lemonade, or take lemons and make lemonade.
Well, those people who are creative and are really bent on doing something, they'll do it no matter what, and that's how I feel. No matter what, we're going to have music in Price.
We're going to find a way to make it happen.
Might be different. It might not be what we're used to, but we're going to have music, and we're going to celebrate.
And, you know, look at it this way. If people, you know, once you start streaming music, people can have Culture Connection in their living rooms.
That's right.
Get together with their families and you know, hang out and watch, and, you know, and plus the bathrooms are closer.
That's true. Yeah, a whole lot closer, and you're a lot more comfortable.
That's right. So, Lane, let's talk about it one more time. It's going to be a reimagining of Culture Connection, and you're looking to start maybe within the next couple of weeks with streaming concerts. Now, will they be at the auditorium still?
Yes, the bands will be at the auditorium. We'll set up the sound and everything, but no, the public will not be allowed. It'll be streamed on several different Facebook pages, and it'll be just like you're there, only you'll be listening to it over your computer or your tablet or whatever you've got.
Perfect. And as soon as we have the go-ahead and get that line up, we'll get it out to the people. Lane, thank you so much for doing what you do and for, as you said, making this work whatever it takes.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and I'm as dedicated to Culture Connection as anything I've ever done, and it's going to happen. It may not be traditional, but we're going to be there with music.
There you go. That's all that matters. Lane Miller with Price City Council, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling me. It's always good to talk to you.
Anytime. Now, for more information on this and other KOAL interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, CastleCountryRadio.com.